Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Nicole Parton. Recently released security footage shows Brian Kohberger's white Hyundai Elantra making multiple passes around the King Road neighborhood in the hour leading up to the tragic murders of four University of Idaho students back in November 2022. The video, which was initially reported by the Idaho Statesman, reveals Kohberger driving by the victim's residence several times between 3:30 a.m. and 4:20 a.m. on November 13, 2022. Moscow police made the footage available on Wednesday after fulfilling a public records request. The 2015 Elantra, which lacked a front license plate, mandatory in Pennsylvania, where it was registered, was captured on the neighbor's security camera at 1112 King Road on four distinct occasions. At 3:30 a.m., the white vehicle enters the neighborhood, heading south on King Road before turning east onto Queen Road. 3:33 a.m., the car turns driving west on Queen Road and then north on King, exiting the area. 3:38 a.m., it makes a second pass on the same route. 3:40, the vehicle leaves the neighborhood once again. 3:56 a.m., a third pass begins. 3:58, the car exits again. 4:04, Kohberger makes his final entry into the neighborhood. 4:07 a.m., he executes a three-point turn in the King Road cul-de-sac, then drives toward 1122 King Road. 4:20 a.m., the vehicle accelerates away at a high rate of speed on Queen Road. Prosecutors believe that the murders took place during a 13-minute interval when Kohberger's car was not visible on the security footage. Additionally, the footage captured a DoorDash delivery driver arriving around 3:46 in a gray Subaru Forester to deliver food to the victim, Zana Kernodle. The driver spent around 15 minutes searching for the correct address using a flashlight before departing at 4 a.m. At 4:17 a.m., the camera captured audio of what seemed to include what sounded like voices and a whimper, followed by a loud thud, according to police reports. A dog began barking continuously around that same time and continued for nearly 15 minutes. Warning, this audio is troubling to hear. The camera was positioned less than 500 feet from Kernodle's second-floor bedroom. The victims were Madison Mogan, Kaylee Consalves, Zana Kernodle, and Ethan Chapman, all of whom suffered fatal stab wounds inflicted by a large, fixed-blade knife. Kohberger, a former doctoral student in criminology at the Washington State University, registered his vehicle in Washington 5 days after the killings and switched out the license plates. Last month, he pleaded guilty to four counts of first-degree murder and one count of felony burglary, resulting in four consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. Details regarding his motive and any link to the victims have not been disclosed. Kohberger is currently serving his sentence at the Idaho Maximum Security Institution. More crime and justice news after this. Police in South Carolina have released a report shedding light on the odd circumstances surrounding the reappearance of a woman who had been missing for several months. The North Augusta Department of Public Safety issued the report on Thursday, detailing the unusual events involving Susan Rhodes. She vanished in June following a car accident that prompted an extensive search. Witnesses reported that Rhodes' vehicle ended up in a ditch as a result of an accident. She was seen emerging from the car, appearing disoriented, before she wandered into the nearby woods. Since that moment, she has not been seen. And then on Tuesday, Rhodes resurfaced at her home in Edgewood County, where she experienced a medical episode and was transported to a hospital. According to a police incident report filed on approximately 4:15 p.m. Tuesday, Rhodes' roommate discovered her sitting on the couch upon returning from a doctor's appointment. After the roommate had a step out again, officers entered the residence through an unlocked window as the back door was locked. Upon entering, officers found Rhodes hiding in the bathroom. One officer noted in the report that Rhodes spoke in a notably low voice and struggled to communicate properly. When questioned about her recent experiences, Rhodes recounted remembering the car crash and then walking into the woods. She described being in a creek that turned into a river. The report indicates that Rhodes claimed she clung to a root to prevent herself from drowning. She said the river was moving so swiftly that she lost her pants and her shoes. Rhodes also mentioned that she eventually made her way to a road where she was picked up by an elderly couple in a vehicle, though she was uncertain of the road's name. She stated that the couple brought her to their home where she spent time without knowing its location, and they provided her with food and water. After returning home, Rhodes said she was given a ride by another man in a black truck, and she recognized she was near Thompson on Highway 278. She also expressed that she did not know any of the individuals involved in the ordeal. Rhodes informed the officers that she suspected she had suffered a stroke, which contributed to her memory loss. Emergency medical crews were called to the scene and transported Rhodes to the hospital, where she remains under care. The incident report also revealed that officers discovered an open container of beer in Rhodes' car on the day of the accident. As a result, they plan to seek warrants for her arrest on charges of reckless driving, possession of an open container, and hit and run involving property damage. As of Thursday morning, officials stated those warrants have not yet been executed. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nicole Parton.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.